Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex, and today we're going to be reading Psalm 89. We're going to only read this psalm once. We normally read it through twice, but this is a longer psalm today, coming in at 52 verses. And we're going to be reading today from the English Standard Version. So join with me as we read this psalm together. I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I said, steadfast love will be built up forever. In the heavens you will establish your faithfulness. You have said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant, I will establish your offspring forever and build your throne for all generations. Let the heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness in the assembly of your holy ones. For who in the skies can be compared to the Lord? Who among the heavenly beings is like the Lord, a God greatly to be feared in the council of the holy ones, and awesome above all who are around him? O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty as you are, O Lord, with your faithfulness all around you? You rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. You crushed Rahab like a carcass. You scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours, the earth also is yours. The world and all that is in it, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon joyously praise your name. You have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand, high your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are the people who know the festal shout, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, who exult in your name all the day, and in your righteousness are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength. By your favour our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, our King to the Holy One of Israel. Of old you spoke in a vision to your godly one and said, I have granted help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, so that my hands shall be established with him. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him. The wicked shall not humble him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down those who hate him. My faithfulness and my steadfast love shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand on the sea and his right hand on the rivers. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. And I will make him the firstborn, the highest of the kings of earth. My steadfast love I will keep for him forever, and my covenant will stand firm for him. I will establish his offspring forever, and his throne as the days of the heavens. If his children forsake my law and do not walk according to my rules, if they violate my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgressions with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. But I will not remove from him my steadfast love or be false to my faithfulness. I will not violate my covenant or alter the word that went forth from my lips. Once for all I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His offspring shall endure forever, his throne as long as the sun before me. Like the moon, it shall be established forever, a faithful witness in the skies. But now you have cast off and rejected. You are full of wrath against your anointed. You have renounced the covenant with your servant. You have defiled his crown in the dust. You have breached all his walls. You have laid his strongholds in ruins. All who pass by plunder him. He has become the scorn of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have also turned back the edge of his sword, and you have not made him stand in battle. You have made his splendor to cease and cast his throne to the ground. You have cut short the days of his youth. You have covered him with shame. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. For what vanity you have created all the children of man? What man can live and never see death? Who can deliver his soul from the power of Sheol? Lord, where is your steadfast love of old, which by your faithfulness you swore to David? Remember, O Lord, how your servants are mocked, and how I bear in my heart the insults of all the many nations, with which your enemies mock, O Lord, with which they mock the footsteps of your anointed. Blessed be the Lord for ever. Amen and amen. So this is Psalm 89. It's a longer psalm, and it's a psalm by someone called Ethan the Ezrahite. And normally I'd like to give a bit of background over who this is, but I do not know. I don't know who this is. This is someone who has written a psalm, and we now have it in the Bible, in the scriptures. And it's a psalm that seems to have a lot of ups and downs. The psalmist starts off by saying, I'm going to sing of your love forever. You've made all these promises to David. May everyone give you praise. And it continues encouraging us to praise the Lord. For you are the glory of their strength. By your favor, our horn is exalted. The psalmist is remembering all the promises of God. But then it seems that the psalmist feels rejected from verse 38. It's gone from the Lord's gonna bless us forever and ever to but now we're casted off and rejected. Verse 46, how long will you hide yourself forever? And verse 49, where is your steadfast love of old? Now, God's promises are true. He isn't a God who just randomly changes his mind. And I think actually the key to understanding this psalm is within the text itself. From verse 30 on, so we've had all of this talk about God's love being forever and standing firm. But from verse 30 it says, if his children forsake my law and do not walk according to my rules, then verse 32, I will punish their transgressions. And the sense I get, and especially when we read in the New Testament, is that there's this thought that we follow David, we're children of Abraham, what could go wrong to us? But this psalm is a wake-up, that we may be living in the promises of our ancestors, but actually what we do as individuals still makes a difference. It doesn't take away the blessings that previous people have. It doesn't take away the blessings that David had or the blessings that Abraham had. But we need to take our faith into our own hands. We need to choose to believe and choose to follow God. We can talk about lots of different things, about receiving inheritances being good, but we need to be wise with them. And through this psalm, we have a remembrance of how good God is and a desire to get back to that place. a desire to turn around and know his love again. Perhaps we are in a place where we've known God's goodness and love, but now we feel far away from it, and we desire to once again know that love. Well, let's talk to God about it. Let's not try to ride on the faith of those around us or the faith of our family, but let's build up faith for ourselves. Let's know God and know his promises, that we would say, "Blessed be the Lord forever," and trust that his promises last evermore. This has been Daily Psalm Reading. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you, and goodbye.